The Tim Conway Jr. Show, starring Tim Conway Jr.
Look at you.
On 97.1 SoCal's FM Talk Station.
Welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 Free FM. Arsenio Hall is with us.
Hump day. Hump day.
Wednesday, man. Look at this dude. All right. My uncles are all terrific songwriters. I have my Uncle Wally, my Uncle Dan, my Uncle Jack, my Uncle Jerry, and Tommy.
You said that like you've already established that with your audience. Have we talked about these uncles before? They're all good writers, you say?
They're good songwriters, yeah.
Uh-huh. like Hal David, Burt Bacharach type guys?
More like David Bacharach.
Oh, that's
right.
That's
close.
That's the one that ran the store.
But I know that you like music. My uncle Jack Dalton, who lives in Detroit, has just written a brand new song about the Red Wings. So I wanted to get your professional opinion. All right.
Okay, that's cool.
And don't for a second think that you can't talk honestly about it just because he's my uncle, because we're not that tight. Okay. I see the guy maybe once every 6 years.
So you're not connected to it where...
Not at all.
You're not going to snap. You're not saying this and then later you snap.
No. If you said it's the worst thing you've ever heard, it wouldn't change my relationship with you or my uncle.
And you won't say, hey, that's my uncle, man.
No, I never get into that vibe. All right?
In that black voice, that's my uncle, man.
Right. All right, here it is, folks. We're going to play a couple of songs here. One about the Angels, one about the Red Wings, and then if we have time, our all-time favorite here, the Vietnam song. Ooh. All right, or actually it's called the John Kerry song. Here it is, the new Red Wings song, and we'll get Arsenio Hall's professional opinion.
They won the first two rounds and could win the rest. We know this hockey team will give it their best.
Jesus Christ.
We're so excited to be put to the test. That's why the Red Wings are the...
That's why the Red Wings are what?
You try the best or a tramp? The best. The best.
We're so excited to be put to the test. That's why the Red Wings are the champs.
Okay, my bad. I spent too much time with Nas and LL. You know?
That's the most obvious lyric ever. That's what...
We're so excited to be put to the test.
That's why the Red Wings are the best, right?
That's why the Red Wings are the champs. Take Thomas Holmstrom, plant him in front of the net. They try to stop him, but can't find a way yet.
I'm sorry?
Against this. They can't find a way yet.
Okay.
Oh, man.
What's my uncle saying on Wednesday?
I can't find a way yet against this team, man. You don't want to bet. That's why the Red Wings are the champs. Like 2-4, check.
That's hitting the guy against
like
the board.
The forecheck, yeah. And he lengthened the word by about 19 minutes.
You know, Manilow does that sometimes.
Like, I don't know if it works for... Well, I think it works for Barry. I'm not sure it works for Jackie here, man.
Like 2-4, check. Glove in your face. Or if you like dancing... It ain't a party without McCarty. They won't play golf this summer, but go straight through training camp. That's why the Red Wings are the champs. Champs.
Sounds like we had a denture down here. Wait a minute.
Are the champs.
Oh,
Chris Osgood shaking up all the stats. You know these Red Wings are the champs. Mr. Michael Babcock had...
All right, what do you think?
Wow, I think your daughter said it best about Uncle Jackie there.
All right, audience, what do you think about this, my uncle's song here? I just got it in the mail today. And I think it's pretty good, but Arsenio hates it.
No. 520. My friend owns the Pittsburgh Penguins, and I think I just went into this with the wrong attitude.
All right, 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. Now, here's my other uncle, my Uncle Dan, who lives out here in, I believe, in Ventura.
Now, prepare me this time, because the big band thing threw me off.
This is not big band.
It shocked me.
This is going to be about the California Angels, all right? Okay. It was written a couple years ago when they were in the World Series.
Gotcha.
Here we go. Your honest opinion.
Okay. Yeah.
All right.
You know
here
me.
We go. The song's called Go Angels Go, I believe is the
let me write
title
that down.
Of the song. Here
go
we
go. Angels.
I think we have another denture problem here on the S in Angels.
G-E-L-S, cheer them on to victory. Go, Angels, go. Keep on playing with all your might. In defeat or victory, we wear red and white. Go, Angels, go. Everybody knows that we fight with all our might. Go, Angels, go. Go, Angels, go.
All right, there you go. Arsenio Hall, your opinion, sir.
You know, I've always been a huge Oak Ridge Boys fan.
Right.
And it had that Oak Ridge Boys flavor.
She enjoyed it.
Yeah, there was a point where I would have liked him, not Elvira, but maybe Tim Salmon. You know, I would have liked that thrown just in the bridge. Tim Salmon, you know, catch it, hit it, Timmy boy. I don't know.
All right. So you like that one better than the Detroit song?
I'm a big band guy, so Uncle Jackie got me.
Jackie got you.
Yeah, just it's a personal preference. I'm a big band guy. I'm a Tommy Dorsey guy. You know, my mother used to play that stuff when I was little, so Uncle Jackie got me.
All right. Here's the final one. This was written by my Uncle Dan as well.
Wait, Tim. I just find it strange that you have three uncles that record tracks and compose music. I have none. If I went back to Cleveland, no one could drop no tracks on me.
Is that right?
None of my uncles. None of my uncles write or record or compose.
Well,
you have a really talented family.
They're very talented guys. They used to write, jingles for commercials.
Mm-hmm.
Like, remember that song or that jingle, Two Guys Is Worth Going Out of Your Way For, You Get More Than You Bargain For?
Yeah.
Yeah, they wrote that one. They also wrote At Bob's Big Boy, We Love Good Food, just
yes.
like you do. They wrote that one as well.
Do you know that Luther Vandross started out that way?
I didn't know that.
Luther Vandross, he used to do a Kentucky Fried Chicken thing he wrote.
Yeah.
We Do Chicken Right, that was him singing.
Is that right?
And Barry Manilow. Yeah. And like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. That was Barry Manilow.
There's a lot of money in those things.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. Any opinions on the songs here, gang? Deborah in Moreno Valley, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
Hey, Tim, what's going on?
Hey, what's happening, baby?
Oh, nothing, baby. I like it.
You do, huh?
Uncle's cool. Arsenio, what's up, brother?
Hey, baby. If you call him Tim, you got to call me Sin Sin.
Well, see, me and Tim got a history, okay?
Yes, we do.
And you know what, Tim? I'm disappointed. I don't know what happened to Whitman. I'm not going to ask you that right now.
Well, I'm going to give you a... You have a computer at home?
You don't go there.
Hey, baby.
Yes?
All right, go to whathappenedtowhitman.com. It'll explain everything right there.
Okay, well, and, anyway, hey, you didn't call
Deborah,
me to come
you
home,
are
so.
You are the you're a teacher, right?
Yeah.
And you are the person we always use these drops from as
That's
well.
That's right. Hey. Oh, come on, Tom. That's right. And I got some more, too, okay? I had a history, okay?
What happened?
Oh, my God. It would take too long. When you get to talk to my lawyers, I will call you.
Okay.
Or call me.
Please.
You know what? They something else.
All right, we'd like to put you on hold and get your phone number because you are. We always use those cues.
Okay.
All right, hold on 1 sec, okay?
Okay.
All right, 1 second.
She is putting me on blast.
That's her. That's Deborah Marino.
We're going to be professional. Oh, come on now.
I like the sneaky way you get a woman's number for me when I tell you she sounds cute.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Thanks,
man. Arsenio, give me that thumbs up, and we're off to the races.
Yes. Come on. I'm not going to teach you to be retarded.
I love that woman. Let's talk to Mike in Rialto. You're on 97.1 Free FM. How are you, dude?
Hey, guys. How y'all doing?
All right.
Hey. Good. Arsenio Hall.
Dog.
You're an icon, my man. I love you.
Oh, man. Thanks for listening, man. I appreciate it. I'm coming every Wednesday.
Man, and I want to tell Tim Conway that I missed him so much when he was gone because that Danny Bonaduce was killing me.
Ah, well, we appreciate that.
Stay tuned for the abortion of comedy.
But Danny appreciates it, too.
Crazy.
That Oak Ridge Boys song, I'm not a huge fan of rock and roll, but that sounded real good.
Which one, the Angel song?
Yeah, the one that just played right now.
Oh, okay.
Go Angels.
Now, I wanted to ask Arsenio a question.
Sure.
Arsenio, I know you and Eddie Murphy were like, you know, brothers.
No. It's Baltimore star Eddie Murray. So, I'm sorry, but maybe there's a question about Eddie Murray. Go on.
The question I want to ask you is, what is your opinion on the way that he handled the situation with the Spice Girl? Because I lost a lot of respect for him when he didn't man up and take care of his child.
Wow. This is deep.
Arsenio can't talk about it like I can, though.
But wait, this is interesting. When he didn't man up and take care of his child. Now,
he did man up and
take
care of
Can we be very specific? First of all, Eddie gives a lot of money. Eddie just didn't want to be involved with Melanie. But he takes care of that child in a way that Donald Trump couldn't take care of that child.
Right. Now, I'm sure that's happening.
Yeah.
But, see, I look at it the other way. I look at it as Eddie Murphy got hosed. I think most people do. Most men look at it that way.
Look, I told him to date Paprika Spice in the first place, but, you know, he went the wrong direction.
But, you know, everybody assumed that all of these Spice Girls were equal, that everybody was loaded, everybody had some dough.
No, and as a matter of fact, the one that got dough, the money say Beckham on it.
Right. Yeah, but none of the other Spice Girls have made any dough.
Right. Right.
So I don't know who's to blame here, but it sounds like the chick, Melanie, had no dough, got pregnant by Eddie Murphy for the check.
You know, I don't want to get sued by
Melanie. In my opinion, that's what it sounds like.
Allegedly.
When people talk about it in the press and when people talk about it on the radio, everybody has, or most people have that opinion, that the chicks who don't have any dough, they marry these wealthy guys, a lot of them, you know, athletes or, you know, in the NBA or the NHL or football, whatever. And they have these kids to get the check. It's simple math.
The bottom line, Tim, is Eddie said, hey, let's date. I really don't want any more kids. And he thought.
And she had a kid.
And this is my opinion. From looking at them, this is what I imagined. I imagined that he didn't want any more kids. I imagine that. During that period, he found out that maybe she didn't have as much cheddar as he thought she did. And right. I would imagine that she came up with a plan to bring more cheddar her way.
Wasn't he married at the time?
No, he actually wasn't married. But you know what? Before it all hashed itself out, we found out she was married.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
At the time, she was
married.
She was married
to a gentleman. His last name is Belafonte.
Wow.
And
his first name Henry?
We had no idea she was married. Literally, she was on the Larry King show. And she's talking about Eddie, and she's already married, but she was still, you know, doing her thing.
Wow.
Doing her thing.
Oh, man. Eddie's got to be just beside himself with anger when crap like that happens.
No,
I know he's
what?
Got the dough,
And he has a great life. So what we, myself included, may be obsessed with on TMZ, he's not even dealing with that, man. He just surrounds himself with a lot of positive stuff and moves on. He moves on through it. I wish I could ignore things in life like that. But, you know, I get involved. I fight every battle.
Right.
You know, and he don't play that, man. He moves on.
Well, maybe he'll live longer.
You can tell him. You can say, like, I heard that you had a tattoo that said Mel B on it. And he's like, yo, man. Yo, I just got nominated for an Oscar. You better get out of my house.
All right. Let's take some more phone calls here. My uncle's song. All very talented writers, singers, and composers. Gigi in Long Beach. You're on 97.1. How are you?
Hi, you guys. I'm well. How are you guys?
What's happening with you?
Pretty good.
Oh, fantastic. I just want to tell you both that I think you're fantastic and enormously talented. You're welcome.
Thank you.
And also to say that I suppose it's not that big a deal. Women
fantastic.
Have been doing this crap for ages, right?
I'm sorry, what?
Women have been doing this to men for ages.
Yeah, absolutely.
So it shouldn't be that big a deal. Like you said, he has the money.
Yeah, but you know, but it's not that big a deal unless you're the guy that it's happening to.
I suppose. But if you have the money and you have the love in your heart to take care of children, that's okay, right?
Yeah, but you know what? You know, there's nothing sick about that, in your opinion, right?
Well, I don't think it was cool. I think it was a very
Well, let me ask you something, Gigi. Let me ask you an honest question, okay?
All right.
Do you think she was more interested in having a child and raising that child properly or more interested in the money?
I think it was probably both. She was very selective with whom she had the child. And I can't fault a woman for that.
Could I ask that?
I would do it.
Well, you know what, Gigi, I suspect with that kind of attitude, you would do it.
No, actually, I wouldn't. And I haven't. If I was going to do that, I'm pretty enough. I could go out and do that if I wanted to.
Hey, Gigi, before I ask you your home number, Gigi, do you believe that a man, even though he doesn't actually deliver the baby through an orifice, do you believe that we also have the right to choose whether a baby comes into the world?
I believe a man's opinion or what a man wants should be considered.
Okay, you can hang up.
It's
on.
The woman's decision.
Hey, oh, hell no.
No.
Gigi,
no.
You're a mess.
No.
I was hoping
somebody
for a date with you, Arsenio.
Well,
so
we could never have sex because I'd always be thinking, Gigi will not allow me to choose whether we're going to bring a child on this planet.
Yeah, well, how about I change it just for you and you can always wear a condom? Is that fair?
How old are you?
I'm 28.
Oh, 28, I want to ride bareback.
Yeah.
No, you 28. Can't do that.
My girlfriend is 54. I long to feel what
oh my God.
What punani under 35 feels like.
Hey, Gigi, well, tell us about yourself. You tall? You short?
I'm tall. I'm 5'9".
What do you do for a living?
I work in production. I can't say for whom.
Ryan.
That's a huge bitch.
Hey,
what do you weigh?
Hello? Sorry?
What do you weigh?
Oh, I weigh 120.
That's a huge bitch.
Oh. Hey, Gigi?
Yes. I'm half black and half white, by the way.
Gigi, would you give your number to Gina and maybe we don't have to go all the way, but you know, I could give you a massage so we could fondle each other?
I'm only going to give it to her if you're going to use it. Is that a deal?
Wow.
Absolutely.
Can we see you on MySpace anywhere?
You actually can, but if I give you the name, then everybody's going to know I called into a radio station like a jerk.
All right, we'll give it to us off the air.
What'd you say?
Give it to us off the air.
Okay. Deal.
We may put it on the air.
Okay. But no, you can't put it on the air.
All right. Give it to us off the air.
Okay. I'll
right,
do
hold
that.
On. Hold on 1 second. All right. You know what? It's so amazing to work with such a major stud like this. Chicks call from all over Southern California wanting that Arsenio stick, man.
Tim, let's move away from the dipstick and back into the let's move back into the subject of Gigi. She didn't even feel ashamed to say that we don't have a right.
No, that's the way she was raised.
Wow.
But that's the way women were raised recently, you know, by these National Organization of Women. I don't know if your mom was a big fan of that. But my mom.
Camille Paglia and Gloria Steinem.
Gloria Steinem, who said that every man on earth is a potential rapist, including the Pope. You know, those kind of.
Well, the Pope thing allegedly has some validity.
But my mom bought into that you could, you know, raise kids and have a job and do everything and be happy, you know. And you can't do it. You can't have both. You can't raise kids properly and have a job. It's one or the other, you know. And if you do have a job, potentially your kids are going to grow up to be complete a-holes. And if unless there's somebody home with these kids. Now, when you grew up, was your mom always home?
Well, you know, I was raised by my mom. She worked two jobs. There was someone home, but it wasn't always her.
But somebody was home.
A relative or a babysitter.
Yeah, right. But somebody was there.
Yeah,
these kids that come home to nobody every night. You know, they got those wandering hands.
Absolutely. And these days, there's so many additional temptations.
Oh, yeah. The internet.
Oh,
the DVDs.
Yeah, you can order a wife from your house or just a woman, and she don't have to be a wife.
Exactly. But. All right. Let's talk to Frank in Anaheim.
I'm in shock. Yeah. Gigi just said it outright.
I know. She had no problems with it whatsoever. That she was going to control whether you had a kid or not.
One night we should let women call us and tell us things about them that we don't know. Because I'm amazed when a woman will tell you to your face some stuff that you feel like, no, nobody would really say that.
Oh, yeah.
You know, nobody would say that, you know. She said, I would let you consider.
Wow. No, right. You're going out with it, not me. Frank in Anaheim, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
Love you, Gigi.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Hey.
You know, I think that, I don't know, you know, some of us learn later, some of us learn earlier, but we all know where babies come from. And I think that Mr. Murphy, you know, he gambled with his semen just like Michael Jordan gambles on his things. And, you know, he, you know, has to pay his marker.
Right, but everybody is forgetting the one element.
Yeah, the condom.
No.
Yeah.
How about the kid? I mean, everybody forgets the kid.
We're using dice analogies about a human life.
Yeah, the child is...
Well, that's just it.
Listen to me, dude, Frank. The child is going to grow up with this woman, Mel or Melvin or Melanie, whatever her name is, right? And at one point, she's going to have to tell the kid, you know, your father is Eddie Murphy, and that kid's going to go to bed a lot of nights thinking to himself...
I could have been in Norbit.
Yeah. Thinking to himself, geez, I wonder what turned Eddie off, what turned my dad off about this woman who I call my mother. And the kid's going to start wondering about what an a-hole mom was that Eddie Murphy is no longer around. And he's eventually going to hear the story because it's written in on the internet, and it's written all over the place, that she was willing to have this child of Eddie Murphy's, basically, in my opinion, for the check.
Well, you know, that's wrong, and that's ethically wrong. And, you know, sooner or later, we all learn the truth about our parents, good or bad. And I'll tell you, that's the biggest gamble in the world. You know, we can't pick our parents. Evidently, he's got a stand-up dad who's going to be involved financially and whatever other way he chooses. And, you know, it's pretty lucky, even if you have one good parent, I think to have two good parents is just gravy. And, I mean, I feel sorry for the kid. I had two great parents, and I'm sure a lot of other people did. But I think there's a lot of great people out there with only one ethical parent.
Right. Well, it's not, in my opinion, it's not her.
Well, that I would agree. But, you know, it's like an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure.
Yeah. Well, you know, you have a point there. I mean, it is amazing that even like a guy like Eddie Murphy,
mm-hmm.
even he can be subjected to these lunatics.
you know? But we also should add that, in my opinion, this was Melanie's way of keeping a relationship together that was over.
Right, but in my opinion, and again, I might be a little too conservative for a lot of people here in Southern California. That makes me sick to my stomach. That you would have a child to keep that relationship going.
Because believe me, if Mel had Janet Jackson money or Oprah money,
right,
there would be no babies unless we all talked.
Right, exactly.
And when I say we all, I mean Eddie, Mel, and myself.
Right, so she did it. Again, in my opinion, did it for
allegedly.
The money.
Mm-hmm.
It's the wrong reason to have a kid. There are a lot of great reasons to have children. Having them for a check or to try to sustain a relationship that you know will probably end anyway is the wrong reason. And the kid's going to find that out later. And that I just hope that kid turns out to be all right. But initially, he doesn't have a great shot at having like two loving parents around. or even like one loving parent around. He's the product of a, in my opinion, a scam.
And like I said, you know, she married, and this is you judge the way you want to judge this, Tim. She ended up marrying a guy who she had dated prior to Eddie.
Wow.
And this guy was willing to be put on mute.
It's not right. It's not a mystery why the number one reason why pregnant women die, it's not an accident, it's not disease, it's murder.
Yeah. It's loaning Cato Kaelin the car he bought you.
Yeah. It's the number one way that pregnant women die. It's from murder. Because a lot of these women will scam guys into having kids that they don't want.
And everybody don't have alimony to spare or child support to spare. Some decide, okay, I'll meet you in the driveway. I'll meet you in that walkway in Brentwood.
I'm looking at the picture of Gigi here on MySpace. Mm-hmm. And I will shoot you before you go out with her.
Wait. Can I peek? Can I peek?
Yeah, check it out. That woman is going to destroy somebody's life.
Wow.
It ain't going to be yours, dude.
I would like to have her on as a guest.
I can see it in her eyes. It's Michelle Obama.
Yeah, without the purple dress.
looks like there's a lot of anger on that put him. All right, it is the Tim Conway Jr. Show. When we come back, the dumbest thing that women say, the dumbest thing you've ever heard a woman say, and we've got some pretty some doozies here tonight. Arsenio Hall is with us. It's the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 Free FM.